For years, cable television has been sold in bundles. In order to watch the channels you want, you also have to pay for a host of others. But that model is being challenged in the Supreme Court by Netflix and by online streaming companies. Sports on Earth's Will Leach writes that changes to the cable industry could alter the current sports landscape in ways that may surprise some fans. Will, in a recent column, you write, sports fans are the only people who watch TV like it's still 1984. How's that?
It's funny because the rest, everything outside of sports, people are watching the way that I watch Parks and Recreation, with just whenever I have time to do it. Networks are looking for things that people want to watch live like it's in 1984. And the one reliable thing that remains like that is sports.
If the model is unsustainable, and the cable industry certainly is under attack from a number of different directions, what does that mean for sports leagues?
You know, people talk about the cable bubble bursting. If that happens, even though sports is in this unusually powerful position in the world of cable now, that's still going to be affected. You're already seeing this a little bit as customers take a little bit more control. You're seeing this with the Houston Astros. They've had such difficulty getting the games on television, they actually had a 0.0 rating. That can't be right, because I know a guy that watched one of those games. So that can't be exactly right. The fees are getting so high on these things, the customers are rejecting it. You're seeing, for example, DirecTV, a very popular in Los Angeles, is fighting to not pay these rights. And the money has gotten so big. And the problem is a lot of these teams and leagues, they're so used to it. Like they can't weed themselves off of the money. Sports is so used to just getting more and more money. Sports is supposedly recession proof. But right now, such a high percentage of the money is coming from these television contracts, where as the rest of the television industry is shrinking, it's a problem waiting to happen.
Cable subscribers pay about $5 a month to ESPN alone. That's far and away the highest of any basic cable channel, and it probably helps to explain why the company was recently valued at $50 billion. Could the bursting of the cable bubble mean hard times for our friends in Bristol, Connecticut?
The way things are going now can't be the way they go forever. So even though ESPN Wobby won't be able to make the exact money the exact way they're doing now, I have faith in those guys. They're going to figure out a way to keep making money into the future.
How is all of this change in the cable industry likely to change the experience of the fan sitting at home in his easy chair watching sports on TV?
Well, I think you're going to have, if the unbundling does happen, you're going to have a lot more personal choice. You know, it's funny how all of this change that we talk about, it tends to be the type of change that is bad for teams and bad for networks, but potentially good for fans. You know, I think they will cater, I think, more toward the hardcore fan and just charge them more for it. So if you're willing to be that person, and sadly I have 2 decades of experience being that very person, I think you'll have plenty of options.
You have written recently, without cable dollars, quote, so much could go away so quickly. It's very wistful sounding. imagine the worst for me.
Think of these free agent contracts that happened in the baseball offseason. Baseball is really the best example of this, because that's where so much money has come into in such a short amount of time. So many of these contracts are out of whack to the point that, like, analysts don't even know what a good contract or a bad contract is. And you realize that once you start going down that road, I know that the average fan might not be wistful to lose big free agent contracts, but certainly, you know, you see this in the stadium experience. You know, so much what they do with the stadiums, and so much the money that's invested. Look at the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers are spending money like crazy, and there's just more where it comes from. What that happens is that makes the rest of Major League Baseball have to feel like they have to spend to keep up or try to get new television contracts of their own. When those run out, this competitive balance I think we've had in, frankly, all of our major sports, you're going to start seeing that maybe erode a little bit, and see the New York and Los Angeles teams maybe even having a bigger advantage than they did up to this point.
Will Leach is a senior writer for Sports on Earth. Will, thank you for speaking with me, and I'm looking forward to continuing our conversation here in Greater Boston during the Only Game 20th Anniversary live show on May the 12th. Do you have any words of wisdom for those who have not yet purchased their tickets?
Well, first off, the dulcet tones that you're hearing me say now, imagine them coming out of a cherubic, slightly middle-aging face. You can have that moment if you buy. That probably wasn't the best way to sell it, now that I'm thinking about it. Okay, fine. I'll do the whole thing shirtless. No, that's not helpful either. I have no idea. Everyone should buy their tickets. I am deeply honored to be able to be there for it, and I can't wait.
Will Leach, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, Bill Spaceman Lee, and others will join us on May 12th. And if you'd like to be there too, visit onlyagame.org for more information.